I'm about to drop a band at Carl's Jr.
Did you know in Canada you don't throw singles at the Carl's Jr. because their singles are coins?
I'm dropping loonies all over this Carl's Jr.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And that is just another one of the beautiful cultural differences between our neighbors to the north and us, that they don't have $1 bills.
You know what pissed me off?
What's that?
Written in the intro. I had a really nice intro. It says, I'm about to drop a ban at Carl's Jr. And you were supposed to say...
That is not a flex.
And he just went rogue and started talking about Canadian strip joints.
Wait. Is that not what dropping a band means? When you say I'm about to drop a band at Carl's Jr., you're playing on the idea of a place where you would like drop a band at an institution.
I think it just means dropping money off or giving money to.
Yeah. But you wouldn't say like, I feel like you use the term, where do you drop a band at? With like a jewelry store?
You can drop a band anywhere.
But I feel like the place to drop a band where it would be impressive would be a place with dancers who are there to make you feel wanted and important.
You could drop a band at the jewelry store. You could drop a band.
But that's not even impressive because a lot of jewelry costs more than $1,000. I think the impressive thing is that the band, which is colloquially $1,000, it comes in ones, right? That's like when you drop a band, it's like impressive because that's so many ones. Whereas if you like, if I said I just dropped a band because my car registration was late at the DMV.
You can drop a band at Prada.
And I had extending parking tickets. It's never impressive to drop a band at the DMV. Why would it be impressive to drop a band?
Well, you could drop a band at the DMV.
I have dropped a band at the DMV because I am irresponsible.
It just means, I don't have time to Urban Dictionary.
Registration, late fee, smog check, 3 parking tickets. And I don't even get a lot of parking tickets.
I drove
an unregistered car for about 3 years.
That's really irresponsible.
You think I'm the responsibility guy?
I don't think you're the responsibility
guy.
No
way, man.
So we're here today.
Economic anxiety. We all feel it different.
Yes. And this is one way I'm feeling economic anxiety.
This is actually the most unique economic anxiety.
We are about to try, I want to say $100 worth of food right now. And it's 5 items from fast food places.
Do you remember when people would bring home a grocery haul and it'd be like a bag and then it'd be like, this is $100. And it was kind of shocking.
Do I remember? What do you mean? That happens right now.
No, it happens right now. But I feel like that was a bigger trend on social media, or I just stopped being on social media.
I think you just stopped being
on. So I don't see it anymore. But like, it'd be pretty, sometimes it was shocking, sometimes it wasn't, to see what people got for $100. This for $100 is shocking.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
This is crazy.
Times are changing.
Carl's Jr. is here. Carl's Jr. had a burger probably about 20 years ago. It dropped maybe a little bit more, maybe 23, 24 years ago. Called the $6 burger.
I remember the $6 burger.
The reason it was called the $6 burger is not because it cost $6. It cost probably like $2.79. But the idea was it was the size and quality of a burger from a place like Chili's. Mm-hmm. And they were making fun of Chili's for being too expensive for their burger costing $6. $6 was so unfathomable.
For a burger in America.
That Carl's Jr. named their burger after this hyperbole. And how much does this Carl's Jr. burger cost, Nicole?
God, let me pull it up. You're going to be really disappointed. So that Carl's Jr. burger, it's a triple guacamole bacon burger for $17.80.
But let me ask you a question. Have wages quintupled in the last 20 years?
I believe they have not.
Can we get a fact check? Have wages quintupled since 2004.
I don't think we need to factor it.
And I've read about it. I do not understand what is going on with the ballooning prices of fast food. Is it simply an inelastic demand? Is it like, because I always wonder about, you go to like a restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
The whole thing about tipped wages, where like if restaurants mm-hmm. wanted to, they could just make everything 20% more expensive.
Right.
And then pay their employees
a livable wage.
A livable wage. However, if they make everything 20% more expensive, mm-hmm. then you're going to buy roughly 20% less. Ish. That's
sure,
at least what
sure.
people say. That's what they call an elastic demand.
Okay.
If my, not to brag, AP econ training is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Cheated on every test. Got an A in the class. Didn't take the
AP
test.
Good for you.
Cheated off of Herbie Kofer. Herbie. Thank you.
You had a kid named Herbie in
Herbie,
your class?
Herbert Kofer III, starting corner on the football team.
The third.
I think he went to like ASU, like honors college, got a big scholarship. Herbie.
Some would say He's fully loaded.
I think we probably made that joke. I feel like Herbie didn't like it back then. I feel like Herbie don't like it now.
How would you know? Are you friends with Herbie now?
No, I haven't talked to Herbie since high school. I probably ran into like one Orange County house party after that.
This is a $18 burger. And that's, also consider the fact
that I need Herbie to explain to me the economics
also,
of that.
Also, we did order in California, so that's another thing. And also, these prices were on the app known as DoorDash. Now, that might change the price, you know, maybe a few cents here, maybe a dollar up and down. But for the most part, this is how much a burger costs. And that's
well, this isn't
insane.
Like a standard burger. This is here's the thing.
This is a triple guacamole.
Burgers have also gotten bigger.
That too. I did. Let me tell you. I did write a little bit of a detailed list of what I try to not put in here.
Okay.
I try to avoid words like mega, giant, big, huge. No meals. No meal deals. No family meals. No party packs. No bundles. No boxes. No added ingredients to hike up the price. Just one item price.
So
the
highest. You're not like building your own.
We're not adding.
This
exactly.
is on the menu.
Exactly.
As
this is an item that exists on the menu.
Can I tell you how I know that item exists on the menu?
Because
I drive by. No, I've never had this.
Okay.
I drive by a Carl's Jr. like every day, and they are plugging the triple burger, specifically the triple guacamole burger, like nobody's business. Like they're advertising for it everywhere.
Is the triple burger something we need?
Not only is it not something we need, I don't even think it's something we like.
I
don't
agree.
Think this is gonna taste good.
I don't think so either. But
we
you
don't
can,
need three.
You patties. Wanna you wanna peel it back?
Let's try this.
Can
We've been talking about this.
Also,
one.
Can you look at the beautiful wraps, the wrap style? Whoever wrapped this burger, kudos to you.
I love Carl's Jr.
Maybe that makes the price worth it.
The feel of this paper
the
is
origami,
nostalgic for me.
The origami paper is gorgeously done.
Have you had a triple hamburger?
I don't eat Carl's Jr.
Well, so I remember.
Holy crap.
Oh my God, this looks awesome.
That's enough to feed maybe. That's
oh,
that's like
can you bring up the nutrition on this? Can you find it?
Sure, I can. Give me one moment. Let me also explain what's in this. So it's three charbroiled all beef patties, guacamole, two strips of cherry wood bacon, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and Santa Fe sauce served on a seeded bun. You're leaking on your laptop. Use the paper. Okay, are you how many calories do you think it is?
Triple guacamole big burger.
You need to chew your food.
1300?
Swallow your food and then tell me the number.
I think it's a 1300 calorie burger. I think there's 70 grams of protein.
You're so close.
How much?
1350.
1350?
Yeah.
100 grams of protein.
It doesn't specify
oh.
how much protein. It just says the calorie count. But oh
Nicole,
my
that's
god.
Too many calories for this density.
Oh my gosh. Isn't 2000 calories the recommended daily amount?
Yeah, most people I think eat significantly more than that. I'm probably like a 3500 guy.
Insanity. I don't even want to it's terrifyingly big.
I really love Carl's. I think Carl's Jr. rocks, dude. The smell of the char coming off that burger
really
is so nostalgic for me. That said, you take two patties off that burger, you're probably having maybe even a better time.
That's what I'm saying. It's too much meat.
It's so much meat. And also the meat, so there's cheese in between each meats.
There is cheese in between. It's like a trip. It's like a, what's it called? A 3x3 from
In and Out. But it does just sort of meld into one meatloaf. You know what I mean? Like if you even look at it, it kind of just looks like a brick of meatloaf.
It looks like I'm looking through like plate tectonics.
Yeah.
It's not very good. You like it?
I like it. I would never get. Carl's Jr. changed their guacamole about 7 or 8 years ago.
I don't like it.
Sorry to stop the podcast, but I just looked up the triple guacamole bacon burger on Carl's Jr. website. Like I was going to order it from them, and it's $13.69 on their website, meaning DoorDash is upping the price by $4.
That might be them.
That's crazy.
The thing is also those websites aren't always accurate.
Yeah.
The website isn't always as accurate. I go off based off of like actual things that I can get.
100%.
Yeah.
That's crazy though.
Well, that's another crazy part of this experiment that we're doing is ordering it online or ordering it via a third party app also hikes up the price, which is an insane thing.
Like, so are these DoorDash companies and whatnot, are they doing dynamic pricing yet? You know about dynamic pricing? I'm not an expert on this.
Tell me about it.
I feel like Uber started doing this.
Like surge prices, like at nighttime when the club ends?
Surge prices, but just for you.
Yes, they are doing it.
Why?
The dynamic pricing? Mm-hmm. That's what dynamic pricing is, right? They'll be like, hey, we know Nicole. She either A, got money, or B, don't give a shit what she's spending on it. So we're just going to charge Nicole an extra dollar for this burger because we know she's going to get it.
Is that real?
It uses algorithms and AI to adjust the costs you pay.
So you mean to tell me the fact...
They need to make that illegal stat.
So you mean to tell me the fact that I ordered it from my phone, that changes the price, like, say, if you ordered it from your
phone? I don't know if that's exactly how they're doing it.
Based on personal data and location, distance, traffic, and demand, and Dasher availability.
and hear me out. You've probably used your phone to order a bunch of fast food and whatever for
the show
Mythical,
I work for,
which is to say, like, yeah, if we need the $100 worth of Arby's for GMM, you're just gonna like, they might even be tracking how like fast you're clicking.
I click real fast.
Yeah, I know.
So
especially
fast.
Like you're not, especially if you're using a production card because we need to get Rhett and Link a couple. The big Montanas don't still exist. What's an Arby's menu item? RBQs don't exist. What's at Arby's? Anyways, you
need to get the
chicken
Hito.
Cordon bleu sandwich. I like it. You know, you need to get about 16 chicken cordon bleu sandwiches for one pun on GMM. And you're just clicking as fast as you can. So they might just be surge pricing the hell out of you at $18 for gross.
This is so unfair. Do you know how much I spent on this Subway bowl? Do you know how much I spent on this Subway bowl?
What is this Subway bowl? This is Carl's Jr. Burger. I don't know if we're rating this.
I'm not going to rate this.
9 out of 10.
I give it a 7.
Their guac, they have much better guac than they used to. They're using like, not fresh avocado, but they're...
Flash frozen.
They're mixing the avocado with the accoutrement fresh. So it does taste a lot better than like a Taco Bell.
That's good.
But yeah, that's not bad, man.
I'm just very upset.
Put a couple jalapenos on there, you know what I mean?
I was dynamically priced.
I think so.
This should really be illegal. Just because of like where my house is or like where.
Man, imagine if the government could pass any regulation right now. That'd be crazy.
Those guys don't know what they're doing.
As a young adult, finding the right path to your future can feel overwhelming. It starts with YearUp United's tuition-free job training program, Career Pathways. If you're without a bachelor's degree, but you have a high school diploma or GED, you can get skills-first training to succeed in the industries you're passionate about, all while earning a weekly educational stipend to offset basic expenses.
From there, you'll have access to internships and hands-on experiences with Fortune 500 companies. And with YearUp United's job placement services and personalized coaching and mentorship, you can put your knowledge, skills, and most importantly, confidence into practice.
So apply to YearUp United today and take the first step towards achieving the career you want. Visit yearup.org to learn more.
This is the 5-meat Italian protein bowl from Subway. It cost me $19.19.
It probably costs $8, but if you're Nicole...
I'm emotionally damaged. This bothered me.
Well, we've even gotten a lot of comments. We did. We'll get to that soon. I need protein because by the time I got there, we had Ike's sandwiches catered for lunch. And by the time I got there, there were only vegan sandwiches left.
Oh, me too. I got the one lone veggie sandwich.
I got like one gluten-free half sandwich and one vegan half sandwich, and both were pretty. The gluten-free vegan meatball sandwich is not the move. I understand why it was the only one left over.
Shocking.
So I need the protein. But we did an episode about me and Trevor guessing grocery prices.
On the show, Mythical Kitchen. You have? Oh, yes?
Yeah.
I watched the content. I don't know.
That was the day you went home.
Oh,
yes. You were sick. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I had really bad tummy troubles. I thought I was dying.
Yeah, you're really sick. We were supposed to film that together. And then we like called Trevor and he was like on the freeway going home from Smosh.
Oh, my God.
And we called Trevor and we were trying to make the call. Trevor's like, I can turn around. There's an exit right here. And we're like, hold. Where's Nicole? Dude, is she okay?
I was literally doubled over.
It was like a Friday, too. It was like a Friday night shoot.
I was doubled over in pain. And I've never doubled over in pain. I have a pretty high pain tolerance, but that was a bad day. God bless Trevor.
God bless Trevor. And it was such a fun episode. But we were like guessing the prices of groceries and like whoever got closest won it. Uh-huh. I was worried that we were going to be outed as like total out of touch frauds.
Like what's it called? Coastal elites?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the what could a banana cost, Michael, $10? Mm-hmm. That thing. But there was a can of Cento tomatoes, which is like...
The 28 ounce?
Big 28 ounce can of Cento tomatoes. Cento are the San Marzano, kind of the most popular San Marzano tomato brand in America, even though they're not...
I believe they were recently in a lawsuit, allegedly.
About the labeling of San Marzano?
Mm-hmm.
There was something... William Alexander has a great book about tomatoes that he diagrams out the Cento relationship with the San Marzano boards of certification, of which there are multiple.
Mm.
Very complicated. It has a lot to do with the spelling. Allegedly, according to Cento, he said they dropped out of the, like, whatever the DOP program was.
Okay.
Because the DOP program, the verification program for San Marzano tomatoes, would only let them use the phrase S. Marzano and not San Marzano.
That sounds familiar.
Because that was the official trademark.
S. dot.
Yeah, and in Italian, S. dot, you know, to mean San, in the same way that in English, you know, S. T. dot means...
Street?
The other one. S. T. dot Thomas.
Saint.
Saint. San means saint in Italian.
Oh, so it'd be like I did not know that.
What's it, Saint Pierre, the brand of brioche? Right, that's S. T. dot Pierre.
Okay.
But they were like, in America, nobody's going to know what S. dot Marzano means, but they know that Emeril's putting San Marzano tomatoes in his pasta on Food Network right now. So anyways, Cento tomatoes, though. Me and Trevor got there, and I think we both guessed like $6.
I thought it was $4.
$9. $8.99 for a can of Cento tomatoes.
From like...
It was Ralph's. It was our big market grocery store. We got so many comments that were like... That were like, these are $5 in our grocery store in Florida or whatever. So like California grocery prices, California food, fast food prices are significantly higher.
California everything.
California girls.
They're unforgettable.
They're unforgettable. Daisy Duke's
bikinis on top.
What did I think it was? Bikinis on ice. I've been saying Daisy Duke's bikinis on ice.
Why would the bikinis be on ice?
There's no ice in California.
It's like saying boots with the fur.
I think I was imagining.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. You know what? Daisy Duke's bikinis on top.
Talking Daisy about the Dukes. What I was imagining is a girl wearing Daisy Duke's with a bikini top.
And then ice on her nipples.
Ice skating rink.
Oh, ice on her nipples.
No, not the scene from Showgirls. Not the, here, ice them down. Not
God,
that.
I love Gina Gershon. She's not so that. Beautiful.
Do
you want to eat this?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'll tell you. So it's spicy pepperoni, Genoa salami, oven-roasted turkey, ham, roast beef, provolone cheese, tomatoes, cucumber, peppers, olives, onions, and mayo served on a bed of lettuce and spinach. Where's the mayonnaise?
I have a question.
Oh, I got to the mayonnaise pocket. I'm going to vomit.
I have a question. You can just say like one or two words and they give you this at Subway. What's this called?
Five meat Italian.
You can just say, give me a five meat Italian. What's the noun after bowl? That? The noun is protein bowl and the descriptor is five meat Italian.
Yeah. I can't eat this. It's unedible. It's not usable for me.
You have to eat a blanket. You have to eat a phalanx of meat off the top until you get to the vulnerable. Are there vegetables in here?
Should I shake it?
And shaking is going to do nothing, girl. Let me are you talking about?
That's not what they say on the internet.
Here, look. They're layered.
No.
There's a smear of mayonnaise on top of
it. Dude, they need to chop it.
So this is...
Ugh, I just got the chills. I can't eat Subway anymore. It makes me revolted.
This is the proteinification of America, right? This is what we get. Where it, World Health Organization came out with a study really solidly linking. This is correlational data, not causational data.
But, keep that in mind.
Linking processed red meat consumption to like colorectal cancer. They're like,
yeah.
Processed red meat, it's about the worst thing you can do. Eating hot dogs, whatever. Like really try and limit it. This, and it's a lot more complicated than that, but. Still not a bad guideline. If you're eating a ton of hot dogs, you're probably not eating the best diet. This is just a bowl with like five kinds of processed red meat on it.
I find it to be, well, there's also pork.
Of red meat.
Pork is the other white meat.
No. We did a whole thing about that. We literally did a whole podcast about that.
I remember.
And then we were part of the Pork Board's marketing campaign that I strongly believe in.
Oh, cooking the pork till rosy?
We were literally part. This has been my favorite thing. Favorite thing we've done, Mythical Kitchen history. We're part of the Pork Board's marketing campaign to get people to undercook their pork. Not undercook. No.
Properly cook.
To properly cook their pork, which, for most of the pork we were raised on, not Nicole, Jewish. I'm Jewish, but we ate pork. Most of the pork we grew up eating. Oh, my grandma. Oh, God. If only she knew how to watch any of our videos. She would have been so disappointed. But that was good. They were like, hey, literally like 10 years ago, we told people that they can cook pork to 145, not 165, and no one's listening. Can you please tell them? And we're like, sure.
Yeah, I remember that. They gave
we cooked
us
some dank like pork loin.
And they gave us a really, really good thermometer that I think we still have to this day.
I'm good, sure do. Shout out to the Pork Board, man.
I hate this product.
This is the worst foods that exist on the menu.
Why do we hate Subway so much?
You know when I'm depressed at work sometimes, I eat something that looks almost exactly like this. I just rate our lunch meat. I eat fistfuls of lunch meat and then whatever, like, loose spinach I can find.
Yeah. That's when you're depressed? I thought that's when you were happy. It's hard to tell.
It's harder to tell for me to call. I'm trying to keep it together. No, there's nothing joyful about me eating that.
I don't know why Subway's do... We just... A few weeks ago, we ate the Subway's new value menu, the protein pockets.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with Subway.
Subway's having an identity crisis. And I really need them to get their stuff together. Wake up, girl. Wake up, girl. It's Christmas.
This is about the worst way that you could spend. This is what, $19?
$19.19. According to my surged evil pricing, I'm getting it off my phone. I'm throwing my phone into the river. I'm over it.
This is the worst way you could spend $19.
You know what you could do instead? Go to a local sandwich shop and just get a sandwich.
No, but that has carbs. This doesn't have carbs. This is healthy. This is healthy.
Josh, remove the carbs.
Nicole, what about this? Oh, dude, you ever have a cucumber that's like insanely bitter?
Yeah.
How's that?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hate bitter. That's why I only have Persian cucumbers or Armenian cucumbers, depending on what grocery store you're at. That was terrible. Subway, figure it out.
This food's getting worse.
I think we're just becoming more jaded.
No, I don't think so, dude.
You know, whenever, listen, do you know any people that are currently your age that are still dating and they're like miserable?
But I have a different theory about that.
What?
The theory, if that theory applied to this, would imply that all the good food's been eaten off Earth and we're now just eating the scraps.
No, I believe the dating theory. The proprietors of food
sure
are not doing their part anymore.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. They're not putting the effort in.
Exactly. Mm-mm. Like, whatever. I will just robot. Have you heard of this guy who invented, I'm not sure exactly
the burrito bowl robot?
Yes.
That's happening, man.
Really depressing.
I got to fight the burrito bowl robot. Burrito bowl robot guy. I challenge your robot to a burrito bowl off. And then I challenge that robot to an arm wrestling match. And then I challenge that robot to a jerk off. It's what it sounds
soda,
like.
Soda jerk?
Yeah, yeah, soda jerks, exactly. We're going to see who can pour the fastest egg cream.
That's what they're calling it now, huh? All right. Okay, next. Well, this is a cool item. This is a limited time offer menu item from Shake Shack. It's the barbecue boneless baby back rib sandwich. This is cool. This might be something that you would like to spend money on.
I'm excited to try this.
Why don't you open it?
Shake Shack used to do good work.
Boneless 100% baby back pork ribs topped with our classic smoky barbecue sauce, fresh coleslaw, and pickles on a toasted potato bun.
Dog, this is tiny.
Guess how much?
Oh, it's
guess how much?
$14?
Oh, come on.
Get out of town. This can't be more than $14. This is so small.
$18.89. What is your computer say answer it?
The Subway was $19.19 for me.
Okay.
If that makes you feel better.
Does it? None of this is making me feel better. That bun is a slider bun. That's a whole King's Hawaiian slider.
This is a Martin's potato roll.
Yeah.
This is ribs.
It is a boneless rib.
They've taken the bones out of rib. This isn't like a rib patty.
No,
this
it's not. Real rib meat. 100% baby back pork ribs.
There's a guy that came on a Shark Tank selling boneless racks of ribs, and I'm wondering if it's him.
Ooh. Do you remember his name?
Nope.
Excuse me.
That's good, man.
You think it's worth $19?
No, I don't go out to eat anymore. I don't go out to eat. I took a party bus to the Rainforest Cafe. I'll do that. But that's not.
So you're eating for the plot? You're not even in.
Correct. I am not going out to restaurant. If I'm going out to a restaurant for the food, you know what the last time I went to a restaurant for the food was? Hmm. Sri Siam, Northern Thai restaurant in LA. They have a wonderful papaya salad, which is a dish I cannot make at home. And it's delightful. They have a crispy rice salad. They got they always have a bunch of fun little like appetizers. Mm-hmm. They got a duck liver lop.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm eating Thai food. I'm eating kebab. I'm eating Mexican food. Indian food. That's it. No more Italian food. Done. Burgers. Done.
You're done.
I'm done. I'm out.
You're out.
The hell would I? Why would I do this? If I'm eating out, it's either for the plot. I'm taking a party bus to Ontario Mills to go to the Rainforest Cafe. Mm-hmm. And there, I am not there for the taste. I'm there
for the animatronics.
I'm there for the animatronic gorillas. I'm there to meet Cha-Cha the Frog. Shout out to Cha-Cha the Frog. My girl Ruby. She, not to put her on blast. She's in the suit. It's not a real frog.
It's not a real frog.
Can I tell you what happened to the Rainforest Cafe?
Can I eat a bite of that and then you can
eat a bite and I'll tell you what happened to the Rainforest Cafe.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Took a party bus to the Rainforest Cafe.
Why?
Friends going away party, it's just their dream. And the closest one's like an hour 15. So we're like, we should get a bus so we can drink. We had eight people. And we get to the Rainforest Cafe. Me and two other dudes, we were wearing matching safari helmets. It was a whole thing. But anyways, found out.
You couldn't go to Vegas?
It's better to go to Ontario Mills. Okay. And so found out that a couple of the Rainforest Cafe employees, not bad, a couple of the Rainforest Cafe employees were fans. And so I was taking pictures with like four of them off to the side. But then somebody came out with their volcano lava cake dessert or whatever that had sparklers in it. And they're like, hey, birthday time, gotta go. And so like, oh my God. So like Navy SEALs scrambling the jets, they joined this birthday line and I'm just there, but I'm in a safari hat and animal print.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'll go sing happy birthday to whoever. Mm-hmm. And so I go, happy birthday, happy birthday. Hey, it's all the same song. We went to my table. We're singing happy birthday to me. My friends lied and said it was my birthday. So I'm in the employee birthday line singing to myself, who's not at the table, and they're confused. So the lead of the birthday brigade, who thought it was my birthday, are singing to nobody and put the cake down and turn around, and I'm singing to myself. And it's suddenly like a Houdini act. So those are the restaurant experiences.
That's an insane.
That I now seek out. And I'm drinking four Corona Ritas, and I ate 25 coconut shrimp. That's what I want, because all other food is so expensive and bad. You know what's worth it? Corona Ritas and coconut shrimp.
You know what? I think you're right. I think we now need to
eat for the bit. I get how we've lost God. You know what I mean?
We have to eat for the bit. I mean, at this point, fast food has become a luxury.
Yeah.
This is really insane to me. You used to be able to get chicken nuggets and fries for like $3 or something like that. Times used to supersize for free. This is crazy. It is crazy to see this laid out in this way. Mm-hmm. And just see the fall of fast food empires. It's really freaking crazy.
There were two kinds of poor families growing up for me.
Uh-huh.
Where one was like a potatoes and rice and beans and like cheap ground meat family.
Uh-huh.
Which is to say the right thing, which is to like buy ingredients.
And make them at home.
And make those. And those scale. They're very cheap. The other type was my family, which is a fast food poor family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because fast food, we were at the unique time when it was, I mean, you're getting 500 calories for a dollar. No matter which way you spin that, that's very cheap, especially taking out the idea of like labor, dishwashing, and blah, 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 because my dad was already working three jobs. We were kids.
Right.
You know, until I started cooking when I was like 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But we were feeding families on fast food, which also like isn't great, you know, that exists. Food shouldn't be that cheap, you know, but we grew up with that. And so maybe fast food should be a luxury? I don't know, man.
I don't know. I have no idea if fast food should be a luxury.
Yeah. I mean, there is an argument for maybe 10 years ago for a soda tax in Berkeley.
Mm.
This at the time in Berkeley, it was a very like left-wing position in a way, was like we should tax soda because these junk food companies are preying on low-income families, right? We know that about fast food. They used to move into low-income areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in food deserts next to schools, stuff like that. Ditto with soda companies. So, like, we should put a tax on it, and then all the taxes that we collect on it should go to, you know, anti-diet related disease and anti-poverty initiatives.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. But one of the counters to that was like, that's just a tax on poor people, right? If you live in a food desert, you don't exactly have access to, you know, fresh pressed juices for cheap. You know what I mean? Soda's there, it's widely available, it's filling, it makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just taxing poor people and then putting their own taxes towards the programs that should be helping them.
Exactly.
And so
really difficult.
That's kind of the argument with fast food is like, well, if, you know, it's sort of like taxed and more expensive, is that just then a tax on the poor? I don't know, man.
I don't know. I wish I had the answers. It's incredibly difficult. I can only imagine how the politicians are feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they just... What if it's like cigarettes?
What, everyone should have it at all times and it's awesome, but your wife gets mad?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean...
But I mean, that's the difference.
How much... But aren't cigarettes like 50 million times more expensive than they were like 10 years ago?
They really are. Like, and so cigarettes, that's actually interesting. That was part of the soda... I wrote a lot about the soda tax.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think cigarettes found almost a purely elastic demand, which is to say a 10% rise in cigarette prices mm-hmm. meant a 10% reduction in smoking rates.
Wow.
It was almost one for one. Like, it was wow. actually really crazy.
Would that include vapes and stuff, too?
I mean, back then, it was just, like, dude, vapes are so new. Oh, like, true. Vapes are so new. There were the weird, like, blue e-cigs at gas stations that everyone was like, who the hell is buying those? And then there were, like,
oh my God.
The weird dudes that listened to Tool, I assume, and just had giant, I love Tool, too. Especially as I get older.
I listen to the pot like once a month just to remind myself
that's
how good. To remind myself how good of a song
dude.
It is. Like every once a month, I just remind myself, I'm like, this is a really good song.
I'll have just like Tool days, entire Tool days where I'm like, you know what I'm doing?
My brother showed me Tool.
3 hours of Tool. But anyways, the guys who listen to Tool, they're smoking those giant vape mods
the ones
with
that
the
have,
huge clouds.
The ones that have like the different parts on there.
Yeah, and they would call them like portable hookahs, you know? They were calling them like pocket hookahs for a while.
Really?
It was like a weird, yeah.
Insane.
And they were blowing giant clouds and doing tricks. But anyways, elastic demand. So soda had a similar thing where if you raise the price, there was a drop. But it's like, who's that price being raised for? You know what I mean? Hank and John Green had a really interesting thing.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at my hookah skills.
Hank and John Green had a really interesting point where one of them, I get them confused.
You get confused which is which?
One of them, not actually, but I forgot who said what. One of them equated social media use to smoking, where they were like, we are going to realize, like, we are in the smoking indoors era of social media. Or, you know what, it was a video that was, am I cigarettes? I think it was John Green said, am I cigarettes? It was the idea that by producing this content, we know it's bad for people. Are we cigarettes? Hank's response was, no, we are food.
Uh-huh.
Because content, right? Consuming the news, you know, the fourth estate being like a really important thing. Consuming some sort of media, communications are important to human interaction in a way, right? To holding society.
You could survive in the world without consuming media.
I think it's more necessary than that, though. I think in terms of what it does for society, at least it used to be, in terms of at least journalists being able to hold institutions accountable.
I don't think it's like
for the people.
Anymore.
It's not like that anymore.
No, it's not like that anymore.
It used to be that way. And I yearn for those days.
It's not
right?
like that anymore. You want to eat a Five Guys burger?
Eat a Five Guys burger.
Hey, while Josh is unwrapping.
That is fucking dense as shit.
While
Jesus
Josh
Christ,
is unwrapping
dude.
The Five Guys burger.
Oh my. What
have
is
you
this?
Liked our video?
Jesus Christ.
You should like our video right now before you go. Just like
looks
it.
It's like a mangled beach ball.
I must say, Five Guys, visually, not much going on, but very tasty burger. But he took it away.
Mine.
I did put ketchup, mustard, mayo, lettuce, tomato, onion.
What's going on with Five Guys?
They don't salt their burgers.
They don't salt their
this.
Beef. I know. It's interesting.
But I do like the quality of their beef.
Do you like this better than a Carl's Jr.?
Yeah. Listen, I'm kind of weird about char. Always have been, always will be.
Really?
Artificial char makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. You know what makes me sick? Not makes me sick, but I think
it's capitalism!
I don't know, man.
What makes you sick, Josh?
I benefited from it. Torched sushi.
You don't like that?
No, it always just tastes like, I don't know if it's hexane or whatever. Is it hexane? Can you look up what the odorant is that they use for butane?
Benzene.
Is it benzene?
Maybe.
One of them. But whatever, like, I think the odorant is that they use, because I think propane and butane are both odorless, colorless.
And they need to put it in there.
They need to put an odorant in there so people know if there's a leak.
Right.
Recaptans?
Recaptans.
Never heard of that before.
Specifically ethyl or butyl?
I believe you. What am I thinking with hexane and benzene?
Maybe the gas station.
Is hexane what they add to gasoline to, like, make
Maybe.
It?
Maybe.
I don't know nothing about science. I
failed. Love the smell of gasoline.
Failed AP Chem. But, like, whatever the odorant is, I feel like I can smell it on my sushi.
Mm.
It'll be, like, a nice sushi place. And they'll torch a yellowtail belly, whatever. And it just kind of, like, tastes like gas.
I don't mind. I think it's because I like the smell of gasoline. It doesn't bother me. I like Five Guys. Guess how much that is. You'll never guess. Guarantee
what's this called?
That's just a bacon cheeseburger. Guess how much it is.
Wait.
That's just a bacon cheeseburger.
Okay. I know Five Guys. You have to order, like, a junior cheeseburger if you just want one burger.
I love you. You have to chew, swallow, and then speak.
Guy Fieri.
Oh, my God.
People always like, they never show Guy Fieri swallow the food. You know why?
Because he spits it out?
No. Because this. Because you don't watch people, you don't have hosts talk with their mouth full and then like right when they swallow go, man, that was incredible. That'd be weird as hell. No, they put the bite in their mouth, they chew once, then you cut to when they're ready to talk.
Okay.
Otherwise, this is what you get.
Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm so greasy.
When were you not?
That's a fair point. And this is their cheeseburger? No, how much does a cheeseburger cost?
$18. It's really expensive. It's really expensive.
McDonald's hamburger used to be 39 cents on Saturdays. It might have been 29 cents on Saturdays. And then cheeseburgers were 39.
How much was the Filet-O-Fish on Filet-O-Fish Fridays?
I don't know if I ever saw Filet-O-Fish for less than 99 cents. Mm.
But 99 cents.
99 cents, yeah.
What a concept.
What a concept.
You will not find...
Also, 29 cent McDonald's cheeseburger Saturdays. Shouldn't have done that. We would buy 30 and we'd put them in the freezer.
That's
it was
unfair.
Limit 10 per customer, but we'd send my brother in, we'd send me and we'd send my dad in.
Yeah, three of you guys.
They'd see us just go in the same car. We weren't fooling anybody. They didn't care.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? You know times, times were tough back then, man. Who cares?
Times were tough and 9/11 had just happened.
Oh my gosh, remember 9/11?
Yeah, that sucked.
Oh my god, 9/11 sucked. That was a really tough time for all parties involved.
It really was.
Gosh, I stayed home from school that day.
Really?
My brother's like, you are not going to school. I'm like, what? First of all, they let me sleep in. Woohoo! They didn't wake me up at all. They
clip that. Iranian and podcast host, cheers 9/11.
No! No, they let me sleep in. And I was like, okay, awesome. And then I heard my brother screaming. And I'm like, and I woke up. And then my brother's like, you're not going to school. And I'm like, why? He's like, there was an attack on the Twin Towers in New York. And I'm like, I'm like 11. I don't know what that means. But yeah, it was crazy. That tomato is so white. He goes to church on Sundays.
Religiosity and white people's dropping.
Religiosity.
He said he's so white. He goes, this tomato's so white. Saw Morgan Wallen live.
This tomato's so white. He has a country club membership. Keep going.
Pay $18 for this tomato?
I paid $18 for the whole thing. Actually, production paid. Last thing we should eat, Dave's hot chicken, mozzarella sticks, 5 pieces, $15.49.
Jesus Christ.
Give me a bite. These guys only do sliders. They don't do actual sandwiches. That's pretty well done.
Pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
Sorry,
I pay $15
with
for
all due respect to Dave. That's a great deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, no notes, Dave. And Drake for investing. Shoot.
This is really good.
Great. Well, hey.
Manit on the... What is it? Manit on the beat. Shebang.
I don't know what those words mean, but I'm having a great time eating the spicy fried cheese.
It's also a little sweet. Incredibly well done.
Oh. Hey, maybe things aren't so bad.
May I just say, maybe Dave's hot chicken should just be Dave's hot mozz because this hot mozz is banging.
Well, I will say, I think Dave's hot chicken is like the new model of fast food, right? Along with Shake Shack.
I'm sorry, I'm Googling Drake lyrics.
Oh my God. Well, that's it. At the end of the day, fast food careening out of control in terms of prices. Is any of it worth it?
Manish on the beat, shebang.
Not even close. That's a person, Manish on the beat?
I don't know. Ask Drake.
Is shebang their last name?
I think they're saying like, wee.
We took Drake off our list. After Kendrick. Kendrick murked him so bad. We took Drake off of our last meals list. Not that we ever like thought we could get him. We just like, you know, we put him on a list.
I love Drake.
But literally, they're not like.
Put him back on. I love Drake. Who doesn't love
like
Drake?
Us came out and we were like, nope.
Oh. I forgot.
Certified lover boy.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God, I totally forgot.
Well.
Nuts.
If you want us to put Drake back on the approved names list.
I don't think we'll put him back on the approved name list. But you know who I want to see on Last Meals really badly? Busta Rhymes.
Wow, that'd be fun, man. Come on.
Looking for easy, protein-packed options for your on-the-go lifestyle? Chicken of the Sea packets go where you go, allowing you to eat healthy and live happy without compromise. Chicken of the Sea's portable packets are flavorful, convenient, and nutritious. They have flavors like dill tuna salad, Old Bay, and Frank's Red Hot, and are packed with lean protein and omega-3s. To learn more about Chicken of the Sea, visit chickenofthesea.com and look out for their products sold in-store and online, nationwide at major retailers. Try Chicken of the Sea's new Frank's Red Hot tuna packet today.
All right, Nicole.
All right, Josh.
We have heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are out of the universe. Time for the segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
Put on your headphones.
What do you think? What do you think about it all, huh?
What do I think about what?
All the food we just ate. I feel like shit.
I did not enjoy it. The only thing I enjoyed was the Shake Shack and the hot mozz. And other than that, it's pretty gross.
What's the fast food that you like earnestly enjoy these
days? Don't Taco Bell, maybe.
Even then, dude, I've had some like really bad Taco Bell recently.
All I do is I just get a cheesy gordita crunch every now and then just to remind myself that it's my favorite.
There is one good fast food place. I still love In-N-Out. I still get In-N-Out occasionally.
Wabba Grill.
You're eating Wabba Grill?
I forgot. Yeah. Listen, I have loved Wabba Grill for almost a decade.
Do you ever go to a spot called Flame Broiler?
Never.
It was around us.
I will never step foot in a Yoshinoya or a Flame
Don't
Broiler.
Don't you put Yoshinoya and Flame Broiler in the same category.
I will never, ever, ever go to either. Sorry if you guys want to like do a sponsored video or something. Maybe I'll change my tune.
No, there's only one.
Maybe.
There's only one fast food restaurant that I really want the sponsorship from.
What?
El Pollo Loco.
Oh, I eat El Pollo Loco
El Pollo
sometimes.
Loco is... They're just whole chicken that's grilled.
It's good.
It's marinated with citrus and chilies and spices and herbs, and it is delicious. You can get a thing of pinto beans, whole, unprocessed pinto beans.
They are beautiful.
Grilled chicken and, like, some corn with their avocado salsa.
Uh-huh.
It's such a wonderful meal.
It is.
And it's, like, unprocessed. It's awesome, man. I love El Pollo Loco. El Pollo Loco is the way to go.
I want to drop a band at El Pollo Loco.
I would love to drop a band there.
Bands that make her dance.
Give me 50 chickens. 50 chickens. Whole ones. Chickens. 50 chickens. Give me 50. I'm going to El Pollo Loco with $1,000. I'm going to go, give me 50 chickens. And I'm going to start spraying the thousand. I have a money gun. I have a dollar bill gun.
You do?
Yeah, it goes.
Have you ever put real money in it?
Yeah, of course.
No, you haven't.
Of course I have.
No, you haven't.
You think I haven't? Why the f*** do you think I would have gotten a dollar bill gun if not to put real money in it?
I think because you want a stunt.
Where would I go that it would be appropriate to stunt with fake money?
I don't know, but maybe a pool party.
That does sound fun. That is the place to bring fake money to. Like a friend's pool party, you're like, aha, fun little joke.
Wearing a captain's hat? I can see it already.
Hey, Josh and Nicole.
Hey,
Nicole, mazel tov on the baby.
Thank
you. It's been
you.
A while since you had it, but still, nonetheless. My name's Logan. Southeast Texas.
Hey,
I gotta call in and say this, and I'm gonna stand on this hill until I die.
Do it.
Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce can suck my ass till my eyes cave in.
Oh, vivid.
Either Famous Dave's Devil Spit or Stubbs. Sweet Baby Ray's is so overrated. I mean, it's the basic bitch of the barbecue world.
Yeah,
am
you're
I allowed to cuss in this.
Yeah, well, you just
been.
Did, fella.
You been.
Well, that's all I gotta say.
That's Southeast Texas swagger.
Sweet Baby Ray's. You can freely stand in the freeway. But don't really stand in the freeway.
Don't stand in the freeway.
Keep it groovy. I don't know how to end this. All right, bye,
bye.
Guys.
That's pretty good.
We're keeping it groovy. This is very timely.
Yes.
On account of the episode that we shot yesterday.
Josh put me on to Stubbs.
I did. Yesterday, we cooked hamburgers on the show Mythical Kitchen. And I was doing a sort of rendition of Carl's Jr.'s Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
Right.
And we initially were talking about getting Sweet Baby Ray's. And I was like, no, we're getting Stubbs. Sweet Baby Ray's, it's a perfectly fine barbecue sauce. Like I said, it is the basic B. It's a perfectly standard, very
good.
Sweet barbecue sauce.
I'm not a big barbecue sauce person, so I don't really have skin in the game. But I do, one really, really delicious barbecue sauce that I like that no one ever talks about is Rufus Teague. You ever had Rufus Teague?
I don't know if I've ever actually had it. I see it
I used to
time.
Work for them.
Oh, really?
And they had really good quality barbecue sauce.
I think like, Stubbs is perfect.
Delicious, complex, sweet when you want it to be, savory when you want it to be, a little bit exciting, very well spiced. You can literally see the flecks of spice in there, which like always makes me happy.
That's what I love about Stubbs.
Stubbs was really surprised. What a delicious flavor Stubbs has.
It's not super sweet, which I love. It leans on the spice, on the vinegar, on the tomato.
Right.
Tons of heavy coarse ground black pepper in
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Tastefully liquid smoked. I love Stubbs barbecue sauce.
I love this insult of suck my ass till my eyes cave in.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Is that what they
medically,
said?
Medically, yeah, I think medically that could happen.
Do you think the butthole sphincter can suction your ass?
Well, let's think about this.
Do you know any doctors we can ask?
I don't feel comfortable asking Dr. Mike about this. I'm close enough with Dr. Mike to text him about...
You can.
But I don't feel comfortable asking Dr. Mike.
I'm in a group chat with like all of David's friends who are doctors. I'm going to ask them.
So you're going to ask them, could someone's butthole be sucked so hard that their eyes cave in?
One of them's an emergency room doctor, and he's done a lot of things with booty holes.
Yeah, that's probably a majority of what emergency room doctors are dealing with these
days.
They're
probably going to be so... Okay, hold on.
Because there are stories, people... I don't want to get into it.
Hey, guys, I have a quick question, comma. Can you... have your butthole sucked so hard that your eyes can cave in, question mark? The reason why I'm asking is because I'm currently on my podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, and this is a voice note right now, period.
It's urgent, period.
And I'm deleting it's urgent. And we had a caller ask, question mark. Let me know. Love you guys. Thank you. Have a great day at work.
Well, we'll see if they answer. I'm guessing no. I think the digestive system isn't, well.
Josh, I don't think it's connected to your eyes.
No, but like surely the body is like a little cavity.
You know, I think, no, because I think, it's not connected to your,
No, but the nasal passage is like connected
that's
to.
That's ENT, that's ears, nose, and throat.
Throat goes to the butthole eventually. Oh. Throat connects to butthole. How else would we eat and poo?
But not unless your eyes.
No, but there's eye holes that go down to the throat.
Your eye holes go down to your throat.
Yeah, you ever see someone like a...
I have an ENT in here. You want me to ask my ENT friend?
Well, I don't know. Well, I feel like we should give your doctor friends a rest. Someone...
Hey, guys.
I'm reading Atomic Habits.
What is that?
You guys know Atomic Habits?
Oh, that book?
I'll tell you the reason I'm reading Atomic Habits is because in the category that we were a New York Times bestselling book, number one New York Times bestseller... It's something like nonfiction, how-to, self-help or something, and cookbooks get thrown in that. And so Atomic Habits has been number one for something like 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It just keeps being up there. And every person I know that has become a New York Times number one bestselling cookbook author, I always say, congrats on beating Atomic Habits. Because for us, funny. I remember on our publishing week, it was us number one, Atomic Habits number two. Deion Sanders wrote like an autobiography that was number three.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Atomic Habits is always up there. And so I figured I might as well actually read it. And I'm not very far in, but I am at the point where he talked about sneezing and his eyeballs bulging out.
Like he can't close his eyes?
He had like a crazy traumatic head injury.
I don't think that's very common. I think we have like a reflex that we close our eyes. So the fact that he does that is crazy. Do you think it's because...
But I think there's some sort of like... That's what I'm saying is like if your asshole gets sucked, like maybe there's some connection.
To if the traumatic brain injury?
And his eyeballs come out, maybe.
Because he had a traumatic brain injury, that's why he can do that. Because it bypasses a natural reflex.
Sure, I don't know if it's a reflex.
I would have been a great doctor.
I don't know enough about the butthole or the eyes.
All right, then.
The eyes are the windows to the soul.
And production team. Okay, can we bring back kumquats?
Bring back kumquats. Where'd
they go? Honey, kumquats never left.
Great. And it tastes like candy. Come back, kumquats.
That's a great slogan already.
Why did I have to search every grocery store in my whole town just to barely find them?
You really do barely find them.
I love kumquats.
Kumquats.
Buy a kumquat tree.
You can blend it in a frozen drink.
Yeah.
You can make it into a marmalade or a jam. Mm.
That's great.
You can put it on your Monte Cristo sandwich.
Oh.
That's it. Marmalade, kumquat marmalade on a Monte Cristo.
Can we do a whole episode about kumquats, please?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Kumquats are a hard sell. I love kumquats.
Have you ever had a mandaquat?
No. I've seen them.
I love a mandaquat.
Which is a hybrid?
Yeah.
Do you eat the whole skin, though?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So kumquats, for people that don't know, they're a tiny citrus root where you eat the whole skin. But the interesting thing is there's probably, it's like an orange, but they're the size of like a big grape.
They're really good.
And they're good, but there's kind of like little crunchy seeds in them that you eat. And then there's probably about 30% flesh to 70% skin. Right?
Yeah, you're correct.
It's a tough sell as far as fruit goes.
I think it's a delicious fruit. I think it's,
you know,
it's in Farsi, there's something called safrebor, which is like, it like cuts through so much like fattiness or like thing. It really, all that acid and like that bitterness really cuts through the rest of like the food you're eating. So I find it really pleasant as like a reset.
Yeah, you're just like eating kumquats on the side. Like, I kumquats don't fit into my daily lifestyle. Full stop.
If I see kumquats, I will buy kumquats because I know that they're in season when I buy them. You know what I'm saying?
They're beautiful. Last time they're I bought them, I made a wonderful citrus panna cotta dessert for my wife.
I almost feel like you don't need
I love.
I know you love your wife.
And
Josh.
I made a candied kumquat syrup, so not quite all the way to a marmalade.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of like beautiful, like orange blossom honey syrup with candied pieces of kumquat in it that are boiled in the honey. And that was like wonderful, but that was a small part of a larger dessert with a bergamot whipped cream and a grapefruit panna cotta.
I don't think it's one of those things you always have to alter. I think it's beautiful in its form. And every now and then having a little super bitter citrusy bite of food is pretty pleasant. Because again, I feel like we don't get that a lot in the American culinary canon.
Hey, it's 6:18 p.m. I'm home from work. I need a little snack before dinner. I'm going to eat, three kumquats?
Yeah, why not? What's going on? It's so nice.
I bought a big-ass thing of Rainier cherries the other day.
How many did you eat?
I ate the whole big-ass thing. Julie don't like cherries.
I love cherries. Rainier cherries are actually the best cherries.
Normally, I don't like them. I bought these, like, deeply dark, like, black cherries at the farmer's market, and they were wonderful. Yum. But I saw these great-looking Rainier cherries, too. So, like, I'll get some. I ate them all. Because I would get home every day from work and I'd be so excited to eat about 12 ice cold big cherries.
Mm. What do you think it's all for?
What?
Life.
Nothing. Consciousness is a cheap evolutionary trick designed to get us to fear death.
Oh.
What do you think it's for?
I don't know. Joy. I think it's all for joy.
Why? Then why is there so much tremendous sadness?
I think it's because we have to feel those things in order to experience joy.
I think humans' capacity for sadness is infinitely larger than our capacity for joy.
I don't think that's true.
Huh. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, The Hot Dog is a Sandwich. We got new episodes of that every week over here on the Hot Dog is a Sandwich YouTube channel.
Like the video.
I already said that.
I know,
like the
again.
Video.
I'm saying it again.
Like the video. Like the video. Also, my friends didn't text me. I think they think it's a joke.
Why would that be a joke?
They think I'm not being serious. If you guys want me to text my friends that are doctors, hit us up at 833-DOG-POD-1 so we can get some medical opinions in this bitch. Are we saying bad words now? I'm saying them. Oh, Ben said no. Oh, my friend doctor said no, love you.
I'd say, but what if it sucked real hard?
He's an emergency room doctor. He knows what he's talking about.
I believe Ben when it comes to ailments of the butthole. Thumbs upping that we can. I'll say bye. Get out of here. Scram.